Dudley, the LS Gamekeeper Tractor Giveaway. It's happening. August 31st is the deadline. Somebody's going to win this thing.
And they're going to get a nice unit.
I wish we could figure out a way to not give it away because no, I have enjoyed using it so much.
Yeah, it's got a belly mower. It's got a bucket on the front. It's got a bucket on the back.
Yep, and there's a tiller attachment that goes with it. So it's a very handy tractor around the camp house. So go to mossyoakgamekeeper.com/giveaway and you can sign up. Seriously, August 31st, somebody's going
to
win it.
I can't wait to tell all my buddies about it. Hopefully I can use it again if one of my friends wins it.
Hi, I'm Jeff Foxworthy and welcome to Gamekeeper Podcast. If you want to learn more about farming for wildlife and habitat management, then buddy, you are in the right place. Join the Gamekeeper crew direct from Mossy Oak Land Enhancement Studio as they discuss the latest wildlife and habitat management practices, news, and of course, hunting. There's no telling what you'll learn, but I'm going to tell you, I bet it's interesting. Enjoy.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Mac hit the button. We are rolling, guys. Yeah. Welcome to West Point, Mississippi. Lanny, we got, this will be an interesting one. Spent a few days with these guys at the NWTF show. And
good times.
Yes. Hey, I missed it. I know it was awesome.
Well, the show was pretty incredible. There was just a ton of people there, but the release of Companions, for one, and the Mr. Fox Fest. It was incredible.
Quite legendary.
You know, and actually some people have already started posting those on eBay.
Ah. For sale?
Yeah. How does that make you? I'm trying to think how that makes me
feel. I mean, I'm a romantic. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to turkey hunting. So it's like, I'd rather the people. I mean, you know, look, everybody's out for making money or whatever, but it just seems like it'd be, you know, the things like the guys that would stay in line for the tradition of turkey hunting and what the vest means and not necessarily to make a quick buck. Yeah. But look, in the world we live in, you know, I get it, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dudley?
It's a very few
people
doing that. I don't, you know. I've even seen a couple negative comments on social media just about the vest in general, but it's so few. Everybody else, you know, 99% of the people are extremely positive and supportive.
So. Yeah. It's a good thing. And, you know, and the vast majority of the money's going toward turkey research. That really hadn't been explained in the right way.
No, but it's a lot like the turkey stamp. There's going to be a very finite amount of these things, and we're going to use it. Even the employees, just so everybody knows, we're paying full price just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So there's no favors being done for any employees or anything, but it all does go for wild turkey research. You know, it's what founded this brand, what founded this place through Mr. Fox. So it's an extremely, you know, important part of what we're doing around here. So,
yeah.
But, you know, like I said, Dudley, there's going to be a few in there that try to make a quick buck anyways. And, you know,
well, these people are, you know, most of these people are looking at it as a collector's item.
Yeah.
So Dudley, would you ever sell your Beanie Babies?
Nor my concert posters.
Oh, bro. Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, so speaking of this. We're still going to give this vest away?
Yeah. Rob is working on some of the details. We expect to, on the next podcast, to be able to explain that. But yes, listeners of the Gamekeeper podcast will have a chance to win a Mr. Fox vest.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
It really is.
I don't know anybody else is even, you know. Hey, did you hear that?
I did hear that.
That sounded
pretty good. Yeah, that's exciting. So I'm anxious to see what Rob comes up with. You know, Rob is our mustachioed friend that works on these kind
Rob
of
Rob Burgundy
big projects.
I don't know how to put this, but
yeah. So today we've got two guys sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
we've got Lake Pickle,
who, straight out of Mississippi.
Yeah, and
that's it. Boy.
And then we've got Jared Larson, and. Now, let me just start with Jared
if we could.
So, Jared. We have a connection with Jared. Jared's uncle, Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Is the guy behind the Gamekeeper fieldwear.
Yeah, let me tell you what, a hell of a bow hunter, too.
Yes, a hell of any kind of hunter.
Yeah, he's a good hunter, period, but I get jealous when I go in his office. I mean, I'm just going to tell you.
He's, you know, he's with Game Hide. He's one of the owners up there. Game Hide clothes may make some great clothes. But a few years ago, we kind of tapped them to build the Gamekeeper fieldwear. And he's done a great job. So if your zipper goes the wrong way or something, it's Dave Larson's
Dave
fault.
Dave's fault. I absolutely agree. no, I love my Uncle Dave. I actually live with his daughter out in Montana. I
convinced her to move out there with me.
And, nice.
Yeah. I mean,
got that, the cousin compound going on.
Yeah. And that whole, well, Lanny, let's not start any ideas here. We can call it the cousin compound, but,
it's not in Utah.
That family is much, much closer to, you know, a father figure and brother and sister as far as Sarah and Cody go. And, yeah, that connection has always been special. And Bobby, he's always said nothing but good things about you. So,
well, so look, let me just say this. So I think we run a pretty tight ship around here, Lanny. A few weeks ago, we had the first guy come in here with a ponytail.
Oh,
and now we got, it looks like Fabio sitting on the couch over here.
You're just jealous.
Jared's got these long golden locks.
Yeah.
And he looks like, you either look like a professional wrestler from back in the day or maybe a surfer. I don't know. But is this haircut Uncle Dave approved?
Oh, absolutely Uncle Dave approved. in fact, it's also June Pickle approved. Last night, I had the opportunity to meet Lake's lovely parents. And the very first thing his mother said to me was, I was a hairdresser for a long time, and I must tell you, you have some beautiful hair, and there's not many men that can pull off what you're pulling off.
That's
so
awesome.
So, Bobby,
there you
all
go.
I'm hearing out of your microphone is a bit of jealousy.
That's right. He's really wanting to figure
and
out what
negativity.
Kind of, he really wants to know what kind of conditioner and shampoo you use.
You know, it's on a rotating basis. Currently, I'm on the purple Aussie bottle simply because it had kangaroos on it.
Oh, I got you. So,
And I can confirm, like, that's legitimately the first thing my mom said when she met Jared.
What product do you use in your hair?
Just like, you really pull that off. Not a lot of men can. That's what she said.
Lanny, do you remember us riding somewhere not too long ago and we listened to the Charlie Daniels Band sing Uneasy Rider?
Of course.
And he stuffs his hair underneath his hat and all that. I just think of Jared when I think of that song. So, and now I'm looking over here at Richie.
Well, we just want to pull those Big Sky vibes is what we're trying to do here.
Yes.
Richie's got
Richie,
it going on.
Richie, join in with me, brother.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's Richie. Like, that is the perfect marriage between Jared Larson and Rutt Daniels.
I thought it was Rutt Daniels. When I looked over there, it was Rutt made a special appearance in here.
Man, I need to drop into Rutt's DMs, and he and I need to maybe do some collabs.
Yeah.
I could straighten it even. It wouldn't be the first time that it's been straightened, but maybe we ought to do that.
Richie wanted to make you feel, you know, at home, at
ease. I appreciate that. Really bringing Montana down to Mississippi.
We do what we can do, you know. Yeah, that's right. Southern hospitality.
That's right.
So, moving on, Lake, so you're new to the Onyx thing.
You've been
with Primus a long time. I was expecting you to bring us a pocket full of turkey calls.
I just figured you wouldn't need them, you know. I just thought, y'all just be stocked to the gills. Yeah. And, yeah. I should have, though. I'll have some shipped up here. First thing I do when I get home.
Yeah, we always need a turkey call or two.
I know you do, Bob.
Do you think you could pass the Merlin app?
You know, have you ever seen anybody trick Merlin?
I have not.
I may be the only person that's ever done it.
Okay, elaborate. I'm in.
Well, you know, the Merlin Bird ID app where you hold your phone and it tells you what
we
birds?
We did it here in the room. We had Bronson Strickland was a judge.
Right.
He held his phone, and I was the only one that Merlin recognized as a hen wild turkey.
No kidding.
Now, that's something to hang your hat on.
But he probably spent about 2 weeks practicing.
Yeah, I guarantee you he spent more than 2 weeks.
How to defeat us.
Because his Yelp was not his normal Yelp. I know this. Not at all.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
It's pretty bad when I know what everybody Yelp.
Well, so congratulations to you for going to work with Onyx. That sounds like a big deal.
It was, man. It was, I mean, obviously it was somewhat of an emotional decision because I'd been with Primos for such a long time. But I had been a user of Onyx for several years, and when they approached me, it was just seemed like the right thing to do. I actually went to Wilbur's house and sat down on a couch with him and told him, you know, that I had a job offer, and Wilbur said, you know, you got to go. That's a better position, a better step for you to take. And that's just kind of guy he is, you know.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy. There's
sure
no
is.
Doubt about that.
That's
the whole family is very special to us.
For sure.
Obviously.
For sure.
Well, we all use Onyx on a daily basis, it
Man,
seems
it's like crack.
I mean, I've heard Lanny cussing Onyx because now that there's all these kids that can access
every
early. I got to let me clear this up about bitching about Onyx now because it is, you know, as the technology, you know, kind of infused into the hunting culture around here. I started losing all my hunting spots. It was getting encroached. So, I was using it, I didn't want anybody else using it.
I'll be at Onyx. It'll be 6 years for me this coming spring. And that is exactly what my old man told me when I took the job. He said, I'm sure that this is going to catch on. Just make sure it's real slow in Wisconsin. That's
exactly right.
didn't hold up for him. Wisconsin's one of our top states. So yeah. Sorry, old man.
Yeah. And unbelievable tool. It just really is. I mean, yeah, I use it literally maybe on an hourly basis. Yeah. I literally do. Whether the tools, obviously the property information, figuring out how to get as close to Bobby's turkeys as possible.
Yeah.
I got lost at the NWTF convention the other day and I used it to get back to our booth. I mean, I use it in town.
We use it constantly. So it's an unbelievable product. It really is.
Well, and with that NWTF, before we get too far into Onyx, I do want to circle back to convention because you guys were talking about the Fox Vest. But Lake and I have shared a lot of conversation over the last couple days. And I just wanted to say that I have never in my life seen a response to a product launch like that, especially in the hunting industry. Mm-hmm. But that was absolutely incredible. I mean, your guys' customers are so in tune to what is happening within the Mossy Oak ecosystem. I'll admit, like growing up in Wisconsin, moving out to Montana, of course, I've always been familiar with, you know, the Gamekeeper mantra, Mossy Oak as a whole, but I did not have the down home understanding of Mossy Oak and what it means to the folks of this region. I was blown away at the support and absolute chaos that caused at that convention. I mean, it was so impressive.
It was good chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
was awesome. Fabricated chaos.
And y'all may have said this already. There was legitimately, someone said, have you seen the line of people sleeping in the hallway lined up for the vest? And I walked, before I went to my room the first night, I walked down and I was like, I got to see this. Sure enough, there was people lined up. Some of them had pillows. They're like, we're here all night.
We're going to stay here till we get
never see anything like that. Incredible.
It is amazing.
And spinning off of that, you guys were talking about the resale market of the Mr. Fox Vest. And having been at Lake's house here the last couple of days, I want Lake to share this couple minute story on his latest acquisition of not the Fox Vest, but something very similar.
Mm. I got a 0930, a 930 Dixon vest.
Mm.
The day I drove up to Nashville for the convention.
Wow.
It was a very good friend of mine that I grew up turkey hunting with. And honestly, we turkey hunted together in college and he just kind of fell out of turkey hunting. He doesn't do it much anymore, which you don't see a lot of in Mississippi. Right. And it dawned on me one day. I was like, he's got a Dixon vest. I remember when he bought it. And I had been begging and pleading with him for over a year to get that thing. And the day of all days, I was about to leave for the convention and he got up with me and was like, if you want it, come and get it.
Wow.
And just simple swap. I gave him one of the Primo's vests that we had, and he gave me that Dixon. And I was ecstatic to say the least.
Yeah, you are. That's a great trade.
But he said, you ain't going to flip and sell this thing. I said, no.
No.
Like the guys that did the eBay thing with the Fox vest, not my bag. I don't think they should have done that. Like, I was like, that Dixon vest stays with me.
Yeah,
like
right.
It stays with me.
The even better part is last night at the dinner table, like his parents weren't even privy to this Dixon vest center in his home. First thing his dad says is, so you're going to get like a glass box and put that in a frame, right? And Lake about like fell off his chair like, hell no, I'm hunting in
that's
that
right.
thing.
That's exactly what you do. That's what Bob would want you to do, I promise.
I'm hunting
that.
It. Yeah. If something ever happens to it, it tears or whatever, then I'll put it up, but I'm hunting it.
Well, you can have it repaired.
Yeah, you can, because our straps, we've hunted in them so much, you know, that you can, but it's tough as nails, because it's, I don't know how many years we've been hunting in them, but.
Yeah, but it will be hunted in, I assure you.
Well, that's what you ought to do.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
Don't eBay it, hunt in it.
Yeah, 100% it ain't going on eBay.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of those lead by example things, you know, doing the right thing. And your friend really did the right thing.
He said,
because he knew you'd appreciate it.
This is what he said. He said, man, I know it's some kind of collector's item now. He said, but honestly, I'm not attached to it and I can tell it means something to you.
That's cool.
And I said, it does. And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Life is short.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, good for you. Good for him too. Give him a shout out.
Yeah. Daniel Mahaffey.
Boom. There it is. Go Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel, if you've got another one, well,
holla at him. Holla at your boy.
If by chance you got another.
So, guys, what y'all are here, there's something new going on at On It, or maybe it's new to us. We hadn't had it explained to us. So, can we just dive right in?
Let's dive in. So, we've just been trying to go beyond the map at OnX for all of our customers, particularly our elite customers, like everyone sitting at this table. And so, our elite membership covers all 50 states, as well as everything that we're about to talk about on the rest of this podcast. But really, what we wanted to make very clear to this audience is that we are trying to make hunting out west for our members of OnX a far less daunting task than it appears on paper, or it can be when you're trying to navigate, you know, elk tags, mule deer tags, antelope tags, anything out west. When you stumble onto a government website and you're trying to sort through draw odds and what unit you're going to hunt and how long it's going to take you to draw that tag, we are working with strategic partners such as the Hunt and Fool and Top Rut, which actually OnX acquired Top Rut draw odds recently. So that's being brought in-house to really just disseminate information in layman's terms, if you will, and have a crew of folks that can help you walk through the entire process, hold your hand through it, to ensure that you guys have an opportunity to get out west if you want to. I mean, we've been talking turkeys for the last 5 minutes here. And if you're a turkey hunter, you're an elk hunter, you just don't know it yet. That's it is right. The same critter on a different scale.
Yeah.
That's a good
analogy. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, and there's so many opportunities out west. Lanny, I can't remember exactly when, but in the last few months, we've talked about trying to inspire some of our younger listeners to like, start saving up and making a trip,
right? Yeah.
Having a couple of buddies and y'all do something together. And then, you know, 10 years from now, you'll look back and you will have gone on 3 or 4 trips.
It'll change your life.
Change your life.
Yeah.
That's a
good thing to do.
And I think what, you know, what Jared alluded to this, but what OnX is trying to do with all this is just shed some light on how accessible it is. Because I can remember, especially being born, you know, I was born in Central Mississippi, and you see pictures and movies from the mountains and you watch all these hunting shows and it almost feels like there's this invisible barrier there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're trying to do with all this is basically break that barrier and realize all this stuff is readily available. It's not some big intimidating thing that you can't figure out. It's very approachable, and these tools that we've employed are making it that way.
And particularly, you know, I'll just dive into the Hunt and Fool and Top Rut here briefly, but I'd certainly encourage you to go check them out online because you'll quickly be able to see the vast resource that they are to you. But the Hunt and Fool has a fully staffed team of live humans sitting in Utah waiting to receive calls from you to help figure out, you know, but let's say Bobby, you were trying to plan a elk hunt, but you had no points and you had no idea where to start. Well, they would say, well, what's your budget? Are you looking for a trophy opportunity, or are you looking for simple hunt opportunity? Are you trying to fill your freezer with a cow tag? They will literally, you know, hold your hand step by step, figure out the hunt that is right for you, whether that's your first hunt or your 50th hunt out west. And they're going to guide you through the process as far as making sure you know when the deadlines are, making sure that you have your application filled out correctly, you know, whether that's a party application, because as you said, you rallied 3 buddies and the 4 of you are in it together. So you all draw or nobody draws. They're going to ensure that you're privy to all of those small details to ensure that, you know, you're going to go out west and have a great experience. And then the Top Rut side of that is what really helps you forecast when you're going to be able to get that tag. Because frankly, in the next couple of years, there will be no over-the-counter Western hunts left, particularly elk hunts. There's already very, very few of those opportunities. In fact, I do believe Colorado might be the only true over-the-counter opportunity left. And so Top Rut just breaks it down in a very simple format. It's basically like looking at an Excel spreadsheet based on what unit you want to hunt, how many points do you have, do you want to hunt archery or rifle, and they just lay it out for you. You know, if you have 1 point, your odds are 21%. When you got 2 points, it's 43%, so on and so forth. To help you build that budget, to help you figure out how many buddies you need to get on board to be able to, you know, afford an elk hunt with $2,200. Because if you get about $2,000 in your pocket, you can go on an elk hunt. You really can. If you can, you know, find a couple of buddies to split gas with and you're willing to rough it and go get after it. I could not encourage it any more highly. And frankly, you don't really need a whole heck of a lot besides the gear you already got in the OnX Hunt app, because Lanny, as you were saying, some spots are being discovered that, you know, maybe weren't so discovered before because of the Hunt app, but you can use that to your advantage and find those spots for yourself out west. Colorado, Montana, you know, all these states have at least 70% public land. So there is no shortage of ground for you to go tromping around, get a good hunt in. And at the end of the day, you know, I try never to measure a hunt success based upon a punch tag. And that's where it really comes in play, having good buddies out there and going out there and getting an experience. Because I tell you what, if you get a bull elk to scream in your face, you're going to have a tough time not returning.
Yep. That's worth the price of admission.
Everything he is saying just makes so much sense. And there's so many more opportunities out there than just Colorado. I mean, there's a just a plethora of states. I mean, Lanny, you've kind of concentrated on New Mexico through the years.
Oh, yeah, New Mexico. But there's all – I mean, you'll once you start digging into this stuff, you'll see certain areas and certain adventures you kind of want to key in on. And this sounds like an unbelievable tool to help you make it, because
it is very confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing, even because there's certain hunts I've been talking about going on for years, and just that little bit of not knowing has held me back. But a service like this would really get you there.
So if a guy had more of an inkling to, well, I want to go kill a mule deer, those guys could walk you through, here's some of the best places to go.
For sure.
Because a lot of that, boy, our mule deer, I'm hearing bad, like there's some places where they're kind of not doing as well as they historically have.
Well, I mean, like, they're just like any other critter, right? Like, mule deer are especially susceptible to EHD. So, like, in a spot that I've hunted for the last few years in eastern Montana, yeah, we've seen the population, you know, kind of, I won't say plummet, but decline pretty drastically, you know, just with some of the drought seasons that we've had in the past couple of years out west. And so these guys at Hunt and Fool are privy to all of that, and they take that into consideration and help you figure out, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't come out and hunt mule deer this year because X, Y, and Z conditions happened and the population is here. But that will help you plan for next year, 2025, because that's the tough thing about out west is you have to forecast years in advance.
Right.
You know, not only on saving money, but just if you start putting in your name in hats for different states, it starts to become real confusing. I'm like, oh man, I got a couple points in New Mexico. I got a couple points in Montana, so on and so forth. And you're like, man, when am I going to get all these hunts done? But you can't draw a tag if you're not applying for them.
So I bet they also know where some areas that are kind of sleepers and stuff starting to emerge. You know, boy, this is a great pronghorn area. Wasn't 10 years ago, but now it is, that a guy wouldn't know about if he didn't use this service.
100%. And all these guys, so they have some interesting requirements in the fact that, you know, I think they have to hunt a minimum of 4 states a year and 3 species. And they have their own kind of territories. You know, there's guys that are specifically dialed in on Montana or Colorado or Idaho. So it's just such a cool service to really break down what is typically a very daunting task into far more manageable, you know, chunks of time. Like, okay, for the month of December, here's what you need to get in order. Deadline's January 1st. Here's what you need to have done by then. And they just make the process so much easier.
So you got the Hunt and Fool crew running the customer service background. And then the interface is actually on OnX.
So the Hunt and Fool has the in-person stuff, and then they have like a whole digital magazine breaking down the different units, and they write up some paragraphs about the general unit. But then the actual draw odds data was produced by a company called Top Rut, whom we recently acquired to live under the OnX umbrella.
So your Top Rut, that will now be provided through OnX.
Yeah, correct. Cool. Yep. Gotcha. And so all that is available through our elite members. And Lake, maybe you want to touch on some of the master classes that we've been doing with them as well.
Well, even that, we haven't even mentioned Hunt Reminder. So Hunt Reminder has been let me put it like this way. Hunt Reminder has made me act up a little bit for this upcoming spring. So Hunt Reminder, you can access it through OnX. I go in there, I create a profile for myself, and I say, I'm interested in spring turkey hunting in this state, everywhere. this state. Because I can't tell you how many times, y'all have probably done it too. Jordan will call me and say, hey, did you applied for Illinois, right? And I'm like, gosh darn it, I missed it again. I set in the states I want to turkey hunt. I'll get a text message on my phone, say, you have 5 days to apply for Illinois. You have 3 days to apply for such and such. I've put in for hunting WMAs around in my own state that I haven't been able to hunt in the past springs because we were running around doing primo stuff.
Yeah.
I've applied for a lot of stuff.
I bet you have.
Because of spring, because of Hunt Reminder. But yeah, Hunt Reminder is incredible. And it does, I mean, I'm talking about spring turkeys because that's what's on our mind right now, right. Obviously. But same thing for applying for elk or deer stuff, any of that kind of stuff.
And I'll tell you, Hunt Reminder is, they go so far as telling you about special squirrel opportunities, special gator opportunities. I mean, they cover the whole gamut.
Are y'all just not going to leave anything unturned?
No.
I mean, give me a break.
No.
You know, I feel that way, Lanny. I definitely do. But at the end of the day, if we can disseminate this information, like that's what we're supposed to be doing. It is our core mission to empower folks to get off the pavement outside of the city streets and go enjoy the outdoors as much as possible.
Well, y'all are doing a phenomenal job. That's the truth.
It's just very impressive. And right down to the guy will know pretty quick what his odds are of drawing that tag.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's cool. Really is.
Wow.
And for those of you listening right now, gearing up for turkey season, I do believe there are exactly 98 different turkey application options to get reminded for on Hunt Reminder. Some of those are youth opportunities. Some of them are WMA applications. Some of them are like, you know, the Wyoming Black Hills that you got to apply for. It'll open your eyes, the amount of opportunities that, you know, you didn't know about that you need to apply for.
Yeah.
How do they find out? Is it on the OnX app, or is there a little button right that they can push?
If you go, if you're on the OnX Hunt app, you tap on the hamburger menu at the top left. There's going to be an elite benefits option right there. And that will take you to all of the different partners that we have within Elite Benefits, including Mossy Oak, of course, and the all-new Mossy Oak Turkey Academy that we've partnered with you guys on to help provide unmatched education from Toxie, Cuz, and crew to help you get on more gobblers this spring. But that's on top of these Western Hunt application services and Hunt Reminders. So as an Elite member, we just want to go beyond the map to provide our customers as much value as possible.
I use this app every day. And
Did you figure out Elite Benefits?
Yeah, I did. I'm not gonna lie. I like seeing Mossy Oak.
I'm not
top
very
left,
savvy.
Oh yeah,
it's cool, huh? Yeah, but yeah,
me, I mean, either.
But you find Hunt Reminder in that list, click it, set it up, and then next thing you know, you get text message about a turkey opportunity in New Jersey. You know, it makes it so easy.
I'm signing up right now.
How about that? Well, I can't talk and do two things at one time, so I'm going to wait till this is over with before we dive down in it. But I'm just blown away by the usefulness of the OnX app. If nothing else, the property lines and knowing where you are. And it is so incredibly accurate. Because, you know, what are you looking at me like? Like a cow looking at a new gate.
If you got service, I'll say that.
Don't forget to save your offline maps now, Lanny.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I've got all my public spots saved. I mean, everything. My farm doesn't have cell phone service, and I just click offline and boom, you're good.
Shameless plug, Dudley's Farms for sale.
Boom.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that cat wasn't supposed to be out of the bag.
We're gonna do a whole podcast about that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Kidding. So you want to tell where they can see it, Dudley?
Well, mossyoakproperties.com. It is the Holmes County 740. Check
nice.
It out.
Nice.
Lots of cool hybrid oaks planted in lots of weird places.
I'll tell you what, if you're out there looking for a property and you're not familiar with who Dudley is, you might just go buy that one, because I can tell you it's going to be dialed.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah. Thanks. Mac, what about you? Never have I seen you at a lack for a question. Oh, I've always got questions. I mean, I use Onyx every day. I mean, Laney and I look at stuff a whole lot.
Religiously.
So how do you turn off the WMA and alligator tags for Mississippi for other folks? So
you hunting down an alligator tag, Mac? Yeah. You're trying to eliminate some competition here?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, eliminating competition.
No, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, especially for something like alligator, which is a lot of people don't, I mean, outside of the Southeast don't have an opportunity to do. And I mean, Mississippi's full of alligators. I mean, we've all been lucky enough to draw them. And it's really cool that somebody has that opportunity to go do something that they otherwise might not even have known about. I think it's really neat. And really just using Onyx, I mean, scouting for turkeys. I mean, looking like Dudley, I mean, looking for red oaks. I mean, this time of year, I mean, there's so many just little aspects of it that you can use, you know, in your day-to-day, you know, scouting techniques.
Yeah, I mean, you can get 75% of your scouting done without even leaving anywhere. You really can. Mm-hmm. And you know where to focus your time. It's a time saver. You know, back to what we were talking about before, it took me years to learn a lot of the public land stuff, looking at old maps and going into courthouses and everything else. And the availability that y'all have created with technology to the information is just mind-blowing. It really is. So.
We were driving up here this morning, and I was telling him some old hunting stories from when I was in college. And I said, man, in those days, I had a color printed off piece of paper with the you know, all the maps on it. And I would sweat so much in my turkey vest, the ink would bleed and you couldn't really tell some words and roads are blurred. I was like, man, what I would give to have the app then.
No doubt. And I'd tape stuff together. You'd print, you'd tape and try to get it to
Heck, I had a GPS and I still couldn't quite figure out how to use it perfectly, you know?
But. So, Jared, how often do y'all update the maps themselves?
Yeah, so land ownership data, we aim to update every single county at least once a year, which we have accomplished both of the last 2 years. And so that land ownership is obviously such an ongoing battle because land changes hands every single day. And so if your piece of property is not up to date, what you can do is if you simply tap on that piece of property, it's going to pull up a little card that tells you, you know, Bobby Cole owns this piece of ground. It's 703 acres with a few other details on there. And then there's going to be some bubble options across the bottom. And let's say that Dudley bought Bobby's farm, but it still says Bobby on it. You can report error. There's a little button you can tap and then you can fill out, you know, a small form. And that goes to one individual by the name of Wes Martin sitting out in Montana. And he personally, you know, checks all those error reports, calls the county, confirms with them that Bobby sold his property to Dudley, and then he works to get that changed for you. So we always know that there's going to be error discrepancies because we can't possibly update the land ownership data quickly enough, because we are going to each individual county. I mean, we have a fully staffed GIS team out. Well, I say out in Montana, we're all over the place now. Yeah. It's a remote work environment. But yeah, that's what we pride ourselves on is getting the most accurate and up-to-date information that we can get our hands on.
Well, I can tell you from the real estate experience, getting that data from those county offices is a challenge. So
yeah,
kudos to y'all.
Yeah. Once a year sounds pretty adequate.
Oh, it seems great. It really is.
Yeah. Because
a lot of these counties aren't like using current technology platforms too. So a lot of it's literally manual. Mm. I can speak to that. So whatever that guy's name, he's worth it.
Shout out Wes Martin.
There he is.
and so the other thing that we hear a lot, particularly in the South, which Lake, you dive in on this as much as you want to, but our aerial imagery. So, you know, we hear a lot about like, hey, can we get leaf off? Hey, I added a pool to my backyard. It's not on my aerial imagery yet.
You will see that request.
I just put it in last week.
Yeah. Where's it at? Yeah. So I started in customer support, and my favorite one of all time was this guy called in, and he's like, I turned my single wide into a double wide last year, and I'm still living in a single wide according to your maps.
So you better fix it.
Yes, quick. Yes. But we got some really exciting stuff coming down the pipe with aerial imagery that's going to allow you to not only see imagery that is roughly a month old, but also historic imagery. So, you know, you're going to be able to have a 1 month old aerial image, but on top of that, you're going to be able to go look and see that same image from, you know, January, from December, from November, from October. So you're going to be able to have just an absolutely dialed in look of any piece of ground across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all are always making little improvements and, yes. You know, folks suggest things. You're still really small town to be such a big company. And y'all are always making adjustments and there's always an update.
We put the customer first. That's our guiding North Star.
It's one of the things that, you know, because like I said, I haven't even been at Onyx a year. It'll be a year in April. And before that, I was a longtime customer. And it was the most impressive thing to me, the first meeting I sat in those guys with, is no one in there had a cruise control mentality. It was always just, what can we do better? And that it makes it easier to work for them, you know, when you got someone that cares that much.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I'm impressed. It certainly, Mac, you look like you're befuzzled. Have you got another question?
I've got two questions.
Okay. Boom.
All right. Do you foresee having a precipitation feature on Onyx? Like where you can click a site and have like a 48, 24, you know, 7 day precipitation like calculator?
You're talking about like a forecast?
No, like if you plant food plots and you're like, I wonder how much rain I've gotten at our farm, where you can click and say, like, I've gotten, you know, an inch in the last 7 days.
Interesting. Honestly, interesting. I'm not sure I've heard that one. Do you get that data somewhere currently?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Is it a public API?
Yeah, it is.
And add it to the list.
Give me an email.
And then the other question is soil surveys. Like Dudley and I talk about, you know, like the different types of soil in different areas. And I've always thought it was cool, the mapping systems, but they're all extremely dated, I would say, of how you use it. And so that's something that I would think would be really cool.
Overlay the web soil survey results on the map.
Yeah,
I just didn't know if that was in the pipeline or not.
Well, it's not currently, but I can tell you, if you boys want it, let these folks know, and we'll work on getting it for you.
That's how they work. They get feedback and talk about it and churn it out.
Those are two very good things I hadn't thought about yet, but I can see the value.
Yourself a gobble on that machine. Yeah.
we could hit the horns for Mac on that.
There we go.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Mac, yeah. So, well, look, this is you know, we've kind of, this has been interesting. Dudley has prepared some. We've got this segment that we do.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where we call it Rapid Fire. It's brought to you by our friends at Springfield Armory. I bet you guys have had a 1911 in your hands at some point, made by Springfield Armory. So they sponsor this, and Dudley asks a bunch of questions, and I think he's just. It one's for you, but it's going to go back and forth.
Yeah,
and y'all
go back and forth.
So he'll tell you a couple things like mayonnaise, mustard, you know, those kind of things.
We normally save this for our big hour plus long episode and not our bonus episodes, but we love y'all so much that we wanted to do this. So I need a quick answer. It's going to be kind of rapid fire. I'm going to go Jared first, then Lake, and then y'all just.
And if you don't like either one of them, you can say neither. Okay. Or both.
All right. Right. So, are you ready? Jared, shampoo or shampoo plus conditioner?
Shampoo plus. Oh, I use both, never two in one.
There you go.
Look at this hair, Dudley. Lake. You think this is two in one?
Public or private?
Public.
Jared, Black Dog or Yellow Dog?
Black Dog.
Lake, quail or pheasant?
Quail.
Jared, whitetails or muleys?
Whitetails.
Lake, Lacy or Knox?
Oh, my God. Lacy, both.
Both.
Jared, game hide or game keeper?
Game hide.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. Family first. Family first.
We love you. Lake, turkey season, hunt 7 to 9 or hunt 9 to 11?
Oh, 9 to 11 every time.
Boom. Jared, turkey season, hunt the first half or the second half?
Second half.
Mm. Boom, I like it. Nice. Lake, drive to the turkey hunt, blare the tunes or listen to a podcast?
Oh, I'm blaring the tunes.
All right, always, same here. Good ones.
I approached that Lacey and Knox question as if Knox was going to hear it. Be like, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Yeah, you did.
He will hear it.
He did furrow his brow, though, when that
came. Yeah, he kind of stopped. Oh. Like, I love it.
Yeah, so that was good. So, Jared, is there anything else about Onyx that you guys
there is one more thing that I want to raise folks' awareness of, and it's something that we started about a year ago, and actually the inaugural one was with our very good friends here at Mossy Oak. We've started to do weekly webinars as of last March, and so these webinars cover all sorts of different topics, but we always bring in some source of authority in the field that we're talking about. So related to all this hunt reminder, hunt and fool, top rut, applying out west, figuring out how to go chase an elk. We have those guys. I think they're on the hook for like a dozen webinars a year. And so we have a webinar where they break down each state where they're talking to the live audience about the Utah upcoming application deadline and everything you need to know about it. So it's like a one-to-one touch point in the webinar, walking you through the exact process. So not only can you read about it at Hunt and Fool and do it yourself from there and call in and do it, but we have webinars that'll help you do it. And we also have webinars. We have a whole turkey webinar slate. So, I mean, tonight we're talking to Dr. Chamberlain, just addressing the state of the wild turkey.
Nice.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to Toxie and Cuz about, you know, how they got started with Mossy Oak, this turkey academy they're putting on for us, and really just an opportunity for folks to have a Q&A with Toxie and Cuz right before the kickoff of turkey season. We're doing that one March 14th. We're giving away a Mossy Oak Bottomland Weatherby Element shotgun to a one lucky winner in that webinar. And so if you are curious about whether it's hunting out west, turkey hunting, land management, we are building courses for all of these different topics, bringing in partners of ours like you guys, who are so wildly knowledgeable about different things, to help disseminate as much information as possible to our customers to make you more efficient and more successful in the field, no matter what your pursuit.
Hammered it. That's good.
I've been on a couple of those, and the participation is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking 30 or 40 people watching this. It is very impressive. All the good questions, and you obviously get a lot of good answers out of those questions.
I tell you, as a guy, probably the oldest one in the room, I look around and, yeah. So, but I really would encourage the younger listeners to get up with a couple of buddies and y'all make a plan, figure out something you want to do that interests all y'all. Cause, really time flies. And if you make a plan for the next couple of years to go do something together, and that's just so much fun. And, it's the thing a guy needs to do if he loves to hunt. So,
and if you're intimidated by the out west thing and you've never done an out-of-state trip, there is no better species to test it out on than the wild turkey, and now is the time to plan one.
There you go.
That's right. A good point.
A good point.
We'd hate to interrupt, Lanny. What have we got going on here?
Our buddy Michael Hunter's in the house, and so, of course, we got some wildlife fix. Looks to perfection. You look like some barbecue.
I've been smelling it cooking all day. So.
Barbecue sandwiches.
That's right. Michael's in town. I think they went on a little bit of a hog push last night.
Yeah. Is he on?
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Mr.
Straight Brett out of Canada to Yuna. Hey.
Mr. Brett Briggs took me out last night for some thermal freedom.
Oh, nice.
Thermal freedom.
Thermal freedom.
18-inch scopes.
So we ran down some hogs, and Vandy and I are going to SCI this weekend with Gamekeeper Butchery, and we're going to be handing out pulled wild boar sliders.
Nice.
I'm doing a cooking demo, book signing, stuff like that. And then so we shot these pigs, and I thought, well, we're already lighting up the Mossy Oak trailer. Let's throw on one of these little piglets.
Delicious.
And,
boys look like they need to eat. Yeah.
It is amazing.
Especially.
if Michael's cooking it, I'm eating it.
I'm eating it.
Michael, what about this book? Tell us about your cookbook real quick.
So the cookbook, we launched it in 2020 during the pandemic. So it kind of gave us something at the restaurant that was shelf stable to sell while we were closed. So it was a little bit of a savior that way. But I've been working on this for on and off for about 10 years. So I finally put it together. And it's all things wild, just a bit of a story about my life. and wild food. So my first time hunting was turkey hunting when I was 18 years old, and I was already cooking in restaurants and wild the flavor of wild meat, the wild mm-hmm. turkey versus farm turkey, like totally changed my life. So from that point on, I didn't want to eat anything from the grocery store. I was like, I'm planting a garden and hunting for my food. And you know, the more and more I did it, the more my friends and family wanted me to show them or teach them. And I thought, you know, I should really, you know, start writing this down in a cookbook.
Yeah.
So a guy that wants a cookbook, he can go to your web. Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's on my website, thehunterchef.com. They're all signed that come off my website, or Amazon, Chapters Indigo, Bass Pro has it on their website as well, or at their store. So sweet. It's pretty accessible.
Yeah, good awesome. For you. I heard great things about it, and that food looks delicious.
Yeah, so this is this would be classified chopped barbecue. I did a dry rub on it last night. It was probably like a 50-pound pig, mm-hmm. And it's just like I thought it was going to take 10 hours before it was ready to pull, and it was like 4 hours and it was just falling apart. It's just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
All right. I know we're all about to dive into this. So before we do that, Jared, Lake, y'all tell us if a guy doesn't have Onyx, how does he go get it?
Go to onyxmaps.com and check it out. That's where you can really dive into the elite benefits on your desktop. But of course, it is a phone app. So go to the App Store, go to the Google Play Store, download Onyx Hunt, and I assure you, you won't regret it.
No doubt about it.
You won't. Yeah.
Closing thought, Bobby.
Yeah.
Who's got better hair, me or Michael?
Ooh.
Yeah. They both have a head
That's
full of
strong.
Hair.
That's a good
run. You know,
he's got a better mustache. I'll give him that.
Oh, get out of here. I've been working on this mustache for about 8 weeks.
Oh, no. I think if we rubbed a little milk on that mustache, my cat could lick that mustache off.
I'll let you in on a little secret. So this has been something I've been doing since my freshman year of college. I grow out my mustache. Usually it takes about 2 to 3 months to have it long enough. And right before my first turkey hunt, I dye it jet black.
What?
Until my last turkey hunt of the year.
Yeah, way too much time on your
hands. I got to see some pictures
like
of this.
Like Turd Ferguson, awesome. You know?
Jet black, terrible mustache with some nice long blonde locks.
Nice.
All right, like Jared, is that like how you want to end this?
I'm okay with ending it like that.
Yeah, okay. Lake, what about you? You got any, you want to say hello to
him? I can't follow that up. He's dyeing his mustache black and what? I don't know. I'm happy to be here. I'm very excited about what Michael just brought in and set on the table. I'm the kind of guy that likes to eat. And yeah.
Well, Lake, I will say this. After hearing what he does during turkey season, I'm a little concerned that you have hitched your wagon to him over here. And a little worried about
that. Well, you know, I mean, we drove up here to West Point today, and we're slowly assimilating him to our culture. Like, by the time he walked out of there, he had a bottomland jacket, bottomland hat. I think he slipped a y'all out when he was talking. So
yeah, get that draw,
we're getting there. It's progress. It's progress.
All right. That sounds
That's
good.
Awesome.
Michael, thank you for cooking. Vandy, yeah. Vandy, we got to give Vandy some kudos over here.
Always.
There we go. I know this is going to disappear. So, guys, we always talk about what we learn. I think the Onyx is incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing what technology can do. You know, we're in a fast, everyday things. Everybody's got more expectation. You know, the pace of the world gets faster and faster. This is a hell of a tool to get out there and make you most out of your time. So,
can I say one thing? I'm also very excited that Onyx is now available in Canada.
Oh,
because it was not before. So I'm very excited because the competition
kicking doors down.
Competition isn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Well, Dudley, are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm ready to say goodbye and eat some of this Q.
Well, say goodbye, Dudley.
Goodbye, Dudley.
Get us out of here, Mac.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Gamekeeper Podcast. And be sure to tune in again. Subscribe to Gamekeeper Farming for Wildlife magazine. And don't miss the Mossy Oak Properties Fistful of Dirt podcast with my good buddy, Ronnie Cuz Strickland.